one case left.
Oh.
All right. Case number 10 is 22-744. Okay, Sergeant, can you identify yourself and your witness?
Sergeant John Iommazzo, IOMMAZZO, Waterbury Police Department.
And your witness?
Is
Officer Charles Bliss, BLISS, Waterbury Police Department.
I'm sorry, what's your last name?
Bliss, B as in boy, L-I, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.
Thank you.
I'll do my best.
Sir, what county do you live in?
Waterbury.
Thank you, Chief. Sergeant would like to make an opening statement.
Yes, the appellant was denied on the grounds of suitability. And Officer Bliss, and I do have other witnesses, will testify to several incidents of domestic incidents that will address the suitability issue.
Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yeah, I don't know, since the, you know, charges or allegations against me, you know, I've been changed, you know. I'm a single father, I live with my kids, you know, and I managed to keep myself away from the victims or, you know, other people in the case and stuff like that, so, you know, that's about it.
This is the case with the videos, right?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
That's okay. So you're aware that Waterbury wishes to introduce
the
video?
They were actually presented to me yesterday. Okay. I'm not sure if that's...
Do you have an objection to...
Well, I called him yesterday and he had no objection.
Do you have an objection to the board reviewing those videos?
No.
Okay. All right, Sergeant, you may proceed.
So for the first incident, Officer Bliss is going to testify about an incident that occurred on July 29th, 2018. Officer Bliss, how long have you been employed with the Waterbury Police Department?
9 years.
Right. Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about July 29th, 2018?
I was.
Right. Do you recall the incident?
I do.
Involving the appellant on this date? Could you provide the board with the details of the incident to the best of your recollection?
Sure. I was dispatched to the residence or the address of the incident for a domestic incident. I arrived, found three people, the appellant and two females. One of the females, who was later found to be, I believe, 13 weeks pregnant and was showing, I believe is the mother of the appellant's, one of the appellant's children, had obvious abrasions to her shoulders. After speaking with her, she told me that they got into an argument over, I believe it was a baby shower. Started out verbal. As it got more heated, she said she tried to leave, at which point she said he forced her into the wall, pushing her by her shoulders.
The appellant.
She said, and I also observed bruises or contusions to the back of her left shoulder specifically. The victim then said the appellant, as the argument continued, she tried to get away. The appellant grabbed her by the throat, restricting her breathing but not cutting it off completely. She didn't think she was going to lose consciousness or felt dizzy at any point. She also mentioned that at some point during the altercation, he bit her, and I did observe teeth marks on, I don't recall which forearm. And there were also minor abrasions around her neck. She was ultimately transported to the hospital for medical attention.
Was the appellant still on scene when you arrived?
Yes, he was.
And what was the appellant's statements to you?
He was not cooperative. A lot of yelling at us, the other officers on scene, myself included, and he was ultimately charged and arrested.
And what was he charged with?
He was charged with breach of peace in the second, assault third of an elderly or pregnant woman, and strangulation in third degree.
And he was taken into custody at that time?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And transported to police headquarters?
He was.
Okay. Sir, do you have any questions of the officer based on his testimony?
No.
Does the board have any questions? Seeing none, Sergeant, do you have other witnesses?
I do, ma'am.
You may proceed with the next witness. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could we identify the witness, please?
Detective Michael Verone, V as in Victor, A-R-R-O-N-E.
Okay, Sergeant, may proceed.
All right. Detective Verone's going to be here to testify about an incident that occurred that he investigated on December 19th, 2018. How long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
20 years.
Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about the date of December 19th, 2018?
I was.
All right. Do you recall the incident involving the appellant on this date?
I do.
Okay. Could you provide myself and the board with the details of the incident?
The call was on patrol at the time. The call was a verbal disturbance, active domestic verbal disturbance. When I responded to the residents, there was a female victim on scene. The appellant was not on scene. He had left, according to the female victim. She stated there was a verbal dispute over the appellant's lack of employment, that he wasn't working, and she wanted him out. The argument continued when he tried to take some of her daughter's clothing with him. She refused to let him take it, and she called the police. Like I said, he wasn't there upon my arrival. I could not make contact with him. She stated to me that she did not know where he would be. A patrol of the area was made, broadcast for a pickup for him, but I was unable to make contact at the time. An in-house search and a collect or NCIC check revealed that there was a full no-contact protective order in place, which was confirmed through our dispatchers from the female victim as the protected person, and the appellant was the respondent.
All right. Were you ever able to locate the appellant?
Was not.
Did you try to contact him multiple times?
Yes. No answer by the phone numbers that we had, and she was unable to provide me with the place that he may go to, another address.
Okay. Do you know if the appellant was ever located?
I do not. Not during the course of my shift. I believe there was a warrant issued after the fact.
What was that warrant issued for?
For violation of protective order.
Violation of protective order. Okay. Thank you.
Sir, do you have any questions of the detective based on his testimony?
No.
Does the board have any questions? Seeing none, do you have other witnesses, Sergeant?
I do, ma'am. Thank you. Just for the record, this is the incident regarding that we have the video for.
Okay. Did everybody on the board receive the videos?
Yes.
Okay. I do
apologize for the late. It came to light very
late. That's okay. He didn't have an objection, so we will consider them. Good afternoon. Have an identification of the witness.
My name is Officer Haley Padro, P-A-D-R-O.
Thank you, Officer. You may proceed, Sergeant.
Thank you. Officer Padro is going to testify to an incident she investigated on October 19th, 2019. Officer Padro, how long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
Approximately 6 years.
Right. Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about October 19th, 2019?
Yes.
Right. Do you recall the incident involving the appellant on this date?
Yes.
Could you provide myself on the board with the details of the incident?
I was dispatched to a physical domestic where I was met by a female victim who advised me that she was walking with her new boyfriend in said area when the appellant saw her driving by. He pulled over, asked her, can they talk? She said, no, I don't want to talk. He got out of his car, physically picked her up, threw her in the open driver's side door. She proceeded to kick, scream, tried to get out of the car. He crashed as he tried to drive away onto the neighbor's front lawn. His car was not drivable. He got out. He fled on foot, and she called the police. A neighbor, I think, also called the police, who got it on video through her cell phone, and I think that's about it.
Were there any Any other details, protective orders, or anything in place?
Full no-contact protective order.
Between?
The victim was the protective party, and the appellant was the respondent.
Were you able to locate the appellant?
I was not. I was able to make contact with his mom. I made multiple attempts to contact him. No answer. His mom said she got in contact with him, but he refused to tell her where he was.
Was the accident a minor, or was it serious enough that an accident report was generated?
There was an accident report, and his car was totaled.
Okay. Were there other witnesses on scene that corroborated the
There were.
Events?
There was the victim's friend and the witness who recorded the incident.
Do you know if the appellant was ultimately located?
Yes. He was ultimately located, and he was arrested for violation of protective order and attempted kidnapping and breach of peace.
Just writing, hold on.
Yep.
Sir, do you have any questions for the officer based on her testimony?
Was the car totaled or a total loss or just totaled?
It was totaled, so it had to be towed.
Okay.
What's the difference between a total loss and a total?
She's making it seem like it was total, as in like the car was like couldn't be drivable no more, like not good anymore. The car was actually still good.
Yeah. You crashed into somebody's fence, it had to be towed.
I just thought it meant the same thing.
No, because I actually took out the car the next day, but it was drivable.
Okay. Other questions?
No.
Does the board have questions of the officer? Do you have other witnesses?
I do not, yeah.
Okay. Sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
So, yeah, the first case that he's talking about, well, as you can see, all the charges really with my children's mother, you know, which I managed to not, you know, separate myself where, not be where, you know, my life has been better, you know. But, and see how far along they are. So yeah, the first case, it was, well, all her cases, she's really lying about her argument where saying that, you know, it was from the argument was this or that. The first case, it was not no baby shower over no baby shower or something like that. I actually took her phone from her. And I don't know if you know how women are with their phones and stuff.
You know who you're talking to?
So I actually took her phone and she went crazy with her phone and started chasing me, started hitting me and stuff like that. So yes, I'm not gonna lie, I did put her against the wall, grab her by her neck and put her against the wall, you know, as of a form of restraining. I don't know if you know that's really the proper way to restrain a person. But as I was doing that, you know, she was, you know, trying to, you know, fight with me and, you know, break out of it. So that's what caused the lash mark or something like that, the burn mark, if you really want to call it, on her shoulder and stuff like that. So that's what really happened. It wasn't due to me actually being physical on her and stuff like that. And then I'm not really too sure why I bit her. It must have been of a reaction that, you know, she must have been.
Did you say bit her?
Yeah, because that's what was reported on I remember, I did bite her. I'm not really too sure why I bit her. It must have been off on the reaction. She must have hit me somewhere or something, and that just caused me to bite her for a second or whatever. But then after that, it was just, I let her go and whatever the case might be. And the cops came, you know, I didn't run. I wasn't hiding nothing. I stood there. I let it, you know, got a little attitude with them or whatever. But, you know, nobody likes dealing with cops anyways. You know, but yeah, so that's what happened to that incident. She was just lying about, you know, certain things. And then the second one, she was lying about it too, because I was actually living with her at that time because the second incident. We already had a restraining order with that.
December 19th, 2018, so you were living with?
The second incident, yes, because she was living with me at first when that incident happened. And then she started living with me when I lived with my sister. And then my sister wound up kicking us out. And then, so I moved in with her and her mom while under the restraining order. Like, we was always good. We was good. And then it wasn't over something. I just know that I guess I couldn't give her what she wanted. So her using the power of, we got a restraining order, she decided to call the cops on me because, you know, we got the restraining order. So She caught...
Are you saying you were living with her while there was an order in place?
Yes.
So you were violating the order?
Yes, I had nowhere to go, and she was actually, she was living with me at first. Yeah, she was living with me at first, and then when my sister kicked us out, I wound up moving to her mom's house with her, you know, and then whatever, I guess I couldn't provide something for her, whatever the case might be, so she used the power of the restraining order and called the cops on me. Yes, I did leave. As the cops were arriving, I was leaving, you know, and then the final case, we just, you know, we just had our first child together, and you know, I was just, you know, thought I was in love and stuff like that, and you know, there was, you know, a lot of stuff going on, and you know, and I was kind of tired because, you know, I raised my daughter for like the first 6 months by myself without her being in the picture and stuff like that, so, you know, I was kind of like overwhelmed and, you know, and, you know, wanted her to be a mom and stuff like that. And prior to that incident, probably like a couple days before this incident, I already got into an incident with the boyfriend a couple days before that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me and him had an altercation where, you know, and I let him know, like, you know, I don't want, like, you know, I don't want y'all to be in together because, you know me, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third. So I was just basically putting rules and regulations to somebody that, I don't know, but I was, yeah.
I'm sorry, you were putting rules?
Rules, like, I don't want this person, I don't want my baby mom, my child's mother, to be around this man. I want this man around this person, you know, we was having...
So you're saying you made rules and regulations? I'm just like trying to understand what you were saying.
Like, you know, I was, you know, trying to enforce rules, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, like, I didn't want my child's mother around this guy, I didn't want this guy around my child's mother, you know what I'm saying? Like... And stuff like that. I don't know. So yeah, something happened, and then when that, so my child's mother told me, oh, I won't be around this guy anymore, and stuff like that, this, that, and third. So I, from that time, I was starting to give her child. I was letting her get her child. So she had took my daughter for the weekend one day, and then the same weekend, the same day I dropped her off, she calls me to pick up my child. And tell me that my child can't stay there due to the living situation because the person she was living with didn't want my child there and stuff like that. Whatever happened. So I'm like, okay. So then I wound up grabbing my daughter the same day that I just dropped her off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all I wanted was her to be a mother. That's all it really was. Where I was, you know. But, so. Like two, three days later, just when this incident happened, I was minding my business, and then I wound up, there was never no seeing her walking and stopped her walking. I actually was at a stoplight, and her and the guy that I just had an altercation with a couple days ago drove right by me. They literally just drove by me, and I seen them, and then that's when I went to the... by the guy's house and stuff, you know, and just, I went to the guy's house and just try to pull him, like, we came up the driveway, I tried to pull him over to talk with my baby, to talk with my baby mom, because she was lying to me the whole time, saying that my daughter couldn't stay at the place she was staying at, but actually was with the guy, so basically she was choosing the guy over my daughter, so, you know, I was in a, you know, my mood and stuff like that, getting mad because, like, how you choosing this guy or a child, like, whatever. I was a little mad and stuff like that. And, you know, I guess in the process of me trying to pull him over, he actually hits my vehicle. Like, he just drives, guns the gas, and just hits my vehicle and then hit the whole front end of my vehicle. So now we wind up on that the street where the incident right here happened. And then, yeah, so I just hop out the vehicle and I just try to grab my baby mom, try to tell her, like, yo, come, you know, be a mother, this, that, and a third. And they grab her and put her into the vehicle and try to take off and then the video and stuff like that, you know. So I'm not, that's sad, that didn't happen, but, you know, a lot of stuff was, you know, a lie too, as in, like, how things happen, you know what I'm saying? And, But, you know, that was a long time. That was a while ago, I guess, 2019, 2020, 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying? For 5 years, I don't even get in, I don't even bother with my child's mother, you know. I actually have two children with her, and, you know, both the children live with me, so it's like, I don't even bother her. And if she does, she sees the kids on the weekends. Mm-hmm. I go through my mother's to see, so that she can see my kids, even though, like, we don't have no restraining order or anything involved in the play, but I just don't like to deal with her because she's a, you know, a very toxic person and stuff, and that's what caused, like, a lot of stuff in my past to get in the way of what I've been trying to do and, stuff like that. So, yeah, so that's really much it, you know. I just try to stay with her. I did programs. I never really convicted because I did programs. I did family programs, violence programs. I did drug and alcohol, which no alcohol or anything was ever involved in none of the cases and stuff like that. But I finished programs there. I don't even do drugs to today. Like, I just am just a father and a business owner. You know, I have a store on the brain that I rent cars and stuff like that in New Britain. I have a store, and, you know, I just take care of my kids, you know. My past was my past, you know. I did do some stuff, but, you know, that ain't me. That's the past. And that's really it with the cases, you know.
Do you have questions for
me? I do, ma'am. Okay. Were there more incidents than the three that were testified about today between you and your female victim?
Yes.
Would you be able to put a number on how many times the police, Waterbury Police Department, were involved with between you?
I believe two more times before my child's mother's incident. Before I met my child's mother, yes, I believe twice.
You think it'd be closer? Would it surprise you if there was 8 incidents on record where the Waterbury Police intervened? Not all leading to arrests.
Well. Most of the charges stuff I know is with my child's mother, but like anything besides my child's mother was before my child's mother.
Okay.
Everything was really my child's mother. I never got in trouble with nobody but my child's mother.
But of a domestic nature between yourself and other females as well?
Before my child's mother, like I said.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Did you have any interaction with Waterbury Police within the last week?
They did get in contact with me because of something that happened with one of my vehicles, yes.
Okay.
But it was nothing domestically related.
Was there any enforcement action taken with the Waterbury Police?
No, they just gave me a court letter to go to court for a motor vehicle charge.
Do you recall what one of those charges were?
There weren't no charges. It's just a motor vehicle.
It was evading responsibility for a car accident?
Well, on the paperwork, it wasn't no charges. It was just for me to go to court.
That's the misdemeanor summons for you to appear in court for
those. So I wasn't really. I don't know the charges because they wasn't presented to me.
Okay. And that was this week, I believe.
That was last week.
Last
week. Yes.
No other questions.
Questions by the board.
What happened with the abatement?
I rent cars. So I actually had one of my, you know, customers in a car, and what happened was that I guess he gave the vehicle to someone, and then the person went out to the club or something, and he got jumped or whatever. They stole the car from him, and then the vehicle got crashed, stuff like that. I was not in the vehicle. I didn't find out about the incident till like 2 days later. Only reason why I know that police were involved is because I have trackers in my vehicle, so I called where my car was located at. I called them, and they told me the police have a hold on it. So I personally got in contact with the police station to find out why does my vehicle have a hold on it. And they actually told me what happened, so that I took responsibility and came in and did what I had to do. And I'm not responsible because I am the owner of the vehicle, and nobody was there to put, you know, the responsibility on.
How many times have you violated a protective order? And that's when you have to think that hard about it. That's an issue.
It's not really an issue. It's just more of a, it's just, you know, the person.
How many times was a warrant issued or you've arrested for violating a protective order?
About 2-3 times maybe. With the same person, you know, the toxic person that, you know, that you let come back in and whatever and stuff.
Ian.
Other questions?
When's the last time you had contact with this toxic person you just described?
Well, that is my child's mother, so she does, you know, will text me or I'll call her just to real quick, but we don't.
The question was, when was the last time?
Yeah. About a week or two, because she just took him for the vacation. She took him and dropped him off.
You have supervised?
No, we don't have nothing. We most likely go through our, I really go through my mom, because I don't really like dealing with her too much. But I'll deal with her, I'll talk to her, but I really have my mom kind of deal with her most of the time. Like, she'll call me, and, you know, I'll see my kids and stuff when they wear her, but I really try not to deal with her, because I'm trying to move forward in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Another question. The July 2018 incident, which was the first incident I think we talked about. Did you say you don't know the proper way to restrain her?
No, I didn't say I didn't know the proper way to restrain her. I said I don't know if that is the proper way to restrain a person.
Do you think there's a proper way to restrain a person?
I mean, I guess.
So you're involved in a fight with her, and you're telling us you don't know if that's the proper way to restrain someone. Do you realize what that sounds like to us?
No. What does it sound like?
Were you a police officer putting her under arrest? Why were you restraining her?
Because she was being physical with me. She was attacking me.
Why didn't you leave?
Because we was actually upstairs. We was upstairs and stuff like that, and that type of person where you try to leave, they're just gonna continue to hit you as you go down. So, you know, and then eventually, you know, you get fed up with, you know, a person that actually, you know, abused you all the time, you know what I'm saying? Because it didn't just happen where I just, a physical person, not a physical person, you know, and led up to that moment to where I actually caught my first charges with her, you know what I'm saying? So I literally just restrained her to the wall, and she just, was doing a movement like this and actually burnt herself with the wall.
Burnt herself with the wall?
Yeah, with the wall, like she got like a...
So it had nothing to do with you?
That and only the bite mark had to do with me. And that's because, I don't know, she probably, you know, hit me somewhere or something that triggered me to just...
Triggered you?
Yeah, to just bite her or something.
What if you had a gun?
See, so I don't really deal with firearms like that, so I wouldn't... There wouldn't be no gun in my hand, you know what I'm saying? So... There wasn't no gun involved.
You saw the video that the board was provided from the 2019?
October.
Yes, ma'am. You see those videos?
Yes, I did.
So you threw your ex into a car. You threw your ex into your vehicle, correct?
Like, I grabbed her and we both went in the vehicle together, yeah.
You grabbed her and you both went into the vehicle
together.
You think she voluntarily went into that vehicle together?
And no.
With you?
No.
Okay. Do you see the problem with that? Do you see any problems with that whole situation?
That situation, yes, I overreacted. I really was.
You overreacted by trying to kidnap her.
Really was aggressive. I didn't kind of see it as that at the moment. And I understand. I definitely understand that. You know.
Is there anything else wrong about that situation?
The whole thing was kind of actually...
How about the protective order?
Yeah, at that moment, I really didn't, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't think, you know, about the protective order. I really wasn't... At that moment, I really wasn't thinking. I really wasn't thinking at that moment.
Well, it just seems like you don't think a lot. And the problem is, I'm telling you from my perspective, and probably everybody else in this room, is if you have a gun and you're not thinking, bad things happen. And if you're under a protective order and you can't respect that, that is a major violation, a major problem.
Yeah, I really couldn't. I wasn't really thinking with her because, you know, as I said,
you know, you have to think.
I was.
There's no question. Okay.
You know, that was the past, and I was.
I didn't ask another question.
Okay. Yep.
Does the board have any other questions, sir? Do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Okay. Would you like to make a brief closing statement?
Yeah, I understand, you know, I definitely, you know, have to think more, but, you know, in the situation dealing with a person had, you know, it was so toxic, stuff like that. You know, I wasn't, you know, thinking that at the moment, but as I said, I do not deal with the person. So, you know, my mind has been great since not dealing with this person, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, like, my mind is good enough to take care of two children, you know what I'm saying? I take care of two children every day. They go with their mom every weekend, every other weekend, you know what I'm saying? So my mind is clear enough to think enough to that I have to raise two children and put one in school, you know what I'm saying? My son's still in diapers, you know what I'm saying? So my mind is still good with thinking. I still think a lot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so, yeah, just that person, you know, I removed that person from my life and everything has been better, you know what I'm saying? Everything has been falling into place, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't a person that was thinking, you know what I'm saying? This was 5-6 years ago. I still was a young adult, you know what I'm saying? Now, that was my first love, my first actual person that I was dealing with, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of that stuff, you know, was getting to me, but as a person, you know, I understand that. I understand life now, and women and people, you know.
Sorry, Jim, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would. I just wanted to make a note to the board that since applying, there have been 8 domestic incidents with the appellant. Not all of them rising to the level of an arrest, but enough that Waterbury Police were contacted and did respond to whatever the location was. So basically warranting a police response. And through the cases that I presented today, wanted to demonstrate an escalating level of domestic violence from just simple argument all the way up to the last case that we discussed with the video. And it still is the issuing authority's belief that the denial should stand.
Thank you. Brief factual.
This is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial are multiple incidents of a domestic violence nature that the appellant was involved in with the mother of his children. At least 2 of them were violent, not extremely violent in nature. The first was in July of 18. Waterbury Police Department was dispatched, and the alleged victim made a complaint that the appellant had pushed her into a wall, grabbed her by the neck, and bit her on the arm. The investigating officer observed bruises on the victim's shoulders, marks around her neck, and a bite mark on her arm. He was arrested for domestic violence in 2018, responded to the victim's complaint of a verbal disturbance. That time, there was a full no-contact protective order. The appellant could not be located at the scene. A warrant was later issued for a violation of the protective order. During testimony, the appellant admitted to, you know, actually living with the victim in that case, knowing that there was a full protective order in place. In October of 2019, Waterbury Police Department responded to a complaint of a physical disturbance in which the appellant attempted to force the same female victim into his vehicle. His own testimony was he picked her up and they went into the vehicle. The board had the ability to view a video in which it's obvious that the appellant grabbed the female victim, attempted to force him into his car, drive maybe 2 houses before he crashed. At that point, there was also a no-contact protective order in place. He was arrested. There was a warrant done for violation of the protective order, attempted kidnapping, breach of peace. The appellant still deals with the same female on a very consistent basis due to the fact they have children in common. And on the appellant's own application, he wrote that he had been arrested for violation of protective order as recently as of 9/22/21. The circumstances of that nature were not discussed in the hearing.
Comments by the board?
I think, just for the record, that the complete lack of paying, following the no contact order, which is very concerning. But if you had thrown a firearm into the incident in 2019, in which there was so much animosity, not only toward the victim, but the victim's new boyfriend at that time, that could have ended extremely badly. And by the appellant's own admission, he had had an altercation with that individual, a few days earlier. So it's a very consistent pattern of behavior since at least July of 2018.
Other comments? Yeah, I agree with the Colonel. I just don't see any awareness by you of anything you've done wrong. You seem to be blaming the toxic person that thankfully is no longer in your life. But we saw a video of you throwing her into a car against her will while a protective order was in place. And you just don't seem to think there was anything wrong with that.
I'd say there was something wrong.
I'm telling you, that's what it seems like.
Okay.
That's how it's coming across to me anyways. I'm not speaking for the whole board. There was a man earlier, I forget which case it was, that was in a, I'd say, one incident that happened 5 years ago, and we found against him. And this is 5 years, and there's multiple incidents, and they're domestic, and they involve violations of protective orders, so I just don't see how we can find in your favor. With that, Chief Rosenzweig.
Agent of the Burke.
Colonel Lewis.
Agent of the Burke.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Sinetti. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority, 6-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you all.
Thank you.